Hey guys, welcome back to Queen Blogger Lit Nights. I welcome you back to the podcast. I just want to give everyone a update about what's been going on with my health condition. For those of you who are tuning in, I was diagnosed, excuse me for that weird noise. I was diagnosed with a condition called intracranial hypertension. Please listen to the previous podcast for more information and more detailed. So let's get to it. After seeing my doctor, my ophthalmologist, last time, I think like a week or two ago, she said the swelling did go down. Around that time, I was still taking the Diamox that I was originally prescribed for the swelling and to help symptoms and help my vision. I was taking 2,000 milligrams a day. It took some adjusting, of course. I still had side effects. For example, I was having tingling in my feet, in my hands, my face, my arms. A very weird sensation, very weird feeling. I was very fatigued, tired, confused, very slow doing certain tasks that were simple even. Slight memory loss. So I spoke to my doctor and she eventually switched me over to Topamax, which is what I'm taking now. Last Thursday, I ran out of medication and I was not able to get my medication due to, you know, I get charged co-payments. So that was that. I was out of medication until Monday, but Saturday I was having facial spasms and it eventually ran through my whole body. So I was having muscle spasms throughout my whole body and it was very uncomfortable, painful. I called my doctor, the neurologist. She suggested that I go to the emergency room. So I went, they did blood work. Everything came back normal. They said, you know, it might be your potassium is very low. So they gave me a dose of the Topamax there. I'm on right now 25 milligram for 5 days, which is half of a 50 milligram tablet. And then on Saturday, this coming Saturday, I'll go up to the full 50 milligram daily. My thoughts of Topamax is I hate it, basically. It's the worst medication anyone could ever take. The side effects are horrible. I've been so sad, crying, confused, nervous as hell for no reason. I'll just doze off into space for so long. I'll just have this worry on me for no reason. Like it just makes me feel like shit. And unfortunately, I can't just stop taking this medication. Because it does have some severe effects if I do just stop. So I have to speak with my doctor about this. It's crazy. Like you get prescribed medication to treat something to help you with one condition and it just makes you have all these side effects. And it sucks because you want to feel better, but instead you're feeling worse. And the thing is, if I don't take any medication, I'm basically fucked. So I'm just praying that something does work and comes along that can help me and I don't feel all these severe, insane effects. But yeah, basically, right now, my job has been amazing and I feel really down, but I'm on medical leave, and for me, it sucks because I love working. I don't like being home. It makes me feel like I'm going crazy, and I just don't like it. I like to be busy. I like to do orders. I love my job, and it's been a hassle just being here recovering, but I know it's best for me and my body. So I'm very thankful my job has been understanding to that point. But yeah, this is an update. It's crazy. Like, I've been hearing so many stories of people going through different medical conditions, and it's very scary. It's very scary, and I just pray that everyone feels better and heals, and may we all get through this. I feel like we all need each other at this point. There's no time for drama. There's no time for negativity. And I feel like right now in my life, I need all the positive energy that I can get. I need all the good vibes that I can get. And I'm thankful for my boyfriend, my family, his family, that they've been able to be there for me in such a positive and great way. So I thank them for that. And I haven't been doing a lot of fun podcasts that I've been wanting to, but I've been definitely writing ideas and I have some interesting fun topics to speak on. So stay tuned and get ready. Like, I definitely want callers calling in. So put your thinking caps on. Let's get this shit rolling. Another thing I want to give a review about is this THC CBD oil pen. It's called King Pen. I tried it because the medication that I am on, the Topamax, makes me very nervous. Like I said, the side effects are ridiculous. So I felt like, hey, maybe this will, calm me down and just help me relax more. And I have to say, it definitely does do that. Like, I have it right now. Shit, I forgot which flavor this one is, but it's super easy to use. Like, you literally just put the oil cartridge on the pen. I believe it snaps on. I don't, or you just twist it on, I guess. Yeah. So, in order to use it, you click it 5 times and I'll take a little inhale. I'll inhale it for you guys. It's easy to use. Excuse me if I cough, but that was an interesting pull. But it's easy to use. To turn it off, you click it 5 times as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's off. It comes with a cute little chargeable USB looking charger. So you could charge the pen, right? You charge the pen? Yeah, I guess, whatever. Yeah, you charge the pen. So it's definitely helped me relax. It doesn't give me that feeling like I just want to go to sleep right away and I feel like sluggish and stuff. It doesn't give me that feeling. It just literally calms me down. It makes me feel a little buzz, not too much. Like it's just hitting me a little now. But I suggest, like, if you are a person that has anxiety, that pen is the way to go. There are also different alternatives with the marijuana industry that you guys can look into. I know for pain, CBD oil that you could like rub on or lotion or cream. I heard that's really good for pain as well. So I think for my headaches, I'll get like the roll-on CBD roll-on oil, I think it is, or whatever. But yeah, so I heard it's good for your for headaches. So well, I'll wrap this podcast up and I will get started on another one that's more interesting and more fun. But enjoy your Thursday, everyone, and it's Queen Bee. I'm out.